From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Three staff at an Indian hospital have been suspended after a deadly blaze in the intensive care unit, according to authorities Tuesday, as a toll from the disaster rose to 20. Dozens of patients were transferred to other hospitals, some in critical conditions. Akhila Bihari Ota is a local official.
Right now, there are 100-odd people who are getting treated at various hospitals. We are trying to see that, the best of treatment is provided to the people who have been admitted, and we hope nothing wrong further happens.
Fire broke out Monday night in the dialysis ward of a hospital in Odisha state. Some 30,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga and Sunni tribal fighters paused Tuesday on the second day of an assault to retake the northern Iraq city of Mosul from a two-year Islamic State occupation. The pause was requested by the Kurds for more time to achieve their objectives. The air and ground assault was launched early Monday from multiple directions. Meanwhile, the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq expressed alarm over the fate of the civilian population in Mosul.
We would expect that up to 1 million civilians would try and leave the city. Of the million, upwards of 700,000 people would need some kind of shelter. They would be unable to reach villages, or they wouldn't be sponsored. They would depend upon us to be in a camp or to be in a tent or to receive some kind of direct assistance.
Meanwhile, France is to host an international meeting on the political future of Mosul on Thursday. That's according to the French foreign minister. This is VOA News. Turkish Airlines has temporarily suspended flights to three major cities in Iraq, according to a spokesman Tuesday. It comes as Iraq forces are pressing a major offensive to retake Mosul from jihadists. The flights by Turkey's flag carrier to Iraqi cities of Najaf, Basra, and Sulaymaniyah have been halted, according to an airline spokesman. World stocks forged higher Tuesday on uncertainty over the future path for U.S. interest rate hikes. London shrugged off news of surging inflation. Asian indices advanced as investors weighed the prospect of a U.S. rate increase. And on the eve of key economic growth data in China, in Europe, Frankfurt, London, and Paris equities also pushed higher. The United Nations has announced a new ceasefire in Yemen beginning early on Thursday. The UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ul Sheikh Ahmed, made the announcement in a statement late Monday. It comes a week after escalated fighting sparked new international calls to end the conflict. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Tuesday that Russian and Syrian warplanes are halting bombing attacks in Aleppo ahead of Thursday's 8-hour humanitarian pause. That's Lieutenant General Sergei Rudovsky. He said the October 20th pause would last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time, allowing for the free passage of civilians, the evacuation of the sick and wounded, as well as the withdrawal of fighters. But U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called it too little, too late.
I guess we'll see. You know, if there is actually an 8-hour pause and the unremitting suffering of the people of Aleppo, that would be a good thing. But frankly, it's a bit too little, too late.
The Russian Defense Ministry announced Tuesday that the Russian and Syrian warplanes were halting those bombing attacks in Aleppo ahead of that Thursday 8-hour humanitarian pause. Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will hold a summit in Berlin on Wednesday to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk Peace Accords for Ukraine, according to the French ministry. The summit will also discuss the next steps in the process toward ending the crisis in eastern Ukraine, according to that statement Tuesday. More than 350,000 Afghan refugees have returned to their home from Pakistan this year, according to UN data. The torrent of people crossing the border is expected to continue. Honda said Tuesday it'll build a new factory in China. The firm would build its new plant in the city of Wuhan. It will start operating in 2019. It would be able to eventually double its production to 240 units a day. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.